各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
今天早上有两个人看到我，都叫我小娇。
Two people call me by the wrong name, 小娇 this morning.
我明天就要回家了。
Tomorrow I'll be going back home.
要开车开16个小时回到 Iowa。
I'll be driving for probably 16 hours back to Iowa.
那在这之前被杨传道又抓回来讲
到。And before this, I was invited by Pastor Serena.
所以这边有这个娘家的呼唤，我那边也有娘家的呼唤。
So everybody's calling me to go back home.
在我们开始之前，我们先低头做一个祷告。
May we bow down our head with a prayer.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让孩子有这个机会，在这个假期当中，能够与弟兄姐妹能分享你的信息。求主你的圣灵来引领，让孩子今天所讲的都能够让我们能够有帮助，也让孩子能够借着今天的讲道，也能够成为我自己的一个学习。祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Amen.
今天的主题是你是谁的好朋友。
The title of this morning sermon is "Whose good friend are you?"
在我们日常生活中
，in our daily lives，
除了我们自己的家人，还有我们工作的同事以外
，other than our family members and those at work and co-workers，
其实跟我们最接触最频繁的就是我们的朋友了。
Those that are in close contact with us would be our friends。
而朋友的定义，每个人都不一样。
Now the definition of a friend varies with individuals.
对我来说，教会里面的弟兄姐妹也是我的朋友。
To me, the friends at the church would be my friends.
那在教会里，我们互相称作为弟兄姐妹。
Those are the brothers and sisters. We call each other brothers and sisters.
那我们除了教会之外呢
？Other than in the church.
比如说，我要向别人介绍 Victor。
If I were to introduce my Victor,
我会告诉别人说 ，Victor 他是我教会里面的一个弟兄。
I would tell them that he's a brother in our church.
那我也会说他是我的朋友。
I would also say that he is my friend.
那朋友有分很多种啊。
Now there are many different types of friends, right?
有的朋友是有常常联络的朋友，或者是不常联络的朋友。
Now there are friends that we contact very often, and others that we seldom get in touch with them.
那虽然说成为朋友，可是居然也有说熟或不熟的朋友。
Now even so, we have friends that we are very familiar with, and others are not.
那当然也有分好朋友或坏朋友，那就是我们所谓的损友或者是益友了。
And of course, good friends or bad friends, beneficial friends, or those that would cause us losses.
也许有人会说，怎么朋友还会有好跟坏呢？
Now people ask, how come there are friends that are good and others bad?
其实做父母的对这一点应该是最清楚的。
Actually, if you are a parent, you'll be very clear about this matter.
比如说，我家的小孩交了一个朋友。
Suppose my child has a friend.
那这个孩子他自己没有什么感觉。
He would not have much feeling.
可是呢，父母他就会觉得说，他这个朋友呢会带坏家里的小孩。
But the parents would think that his friend would have a bad or cast a bad influence on my son.
所以可能爸爸妈妈就会告诉孩子说，你不要跟他交往，因为他是坏朋友。
And the parents would tell the son, Don't mix with him because he's a bad friend, bad influence.
那今天我们可以用这个父母的这个方法，我们也来定义一个朋友的好坏。
So we use the definition of the parents to define what is a good or bad friend.
那就是说，这个朋友对你是不是有益处？
Now this friend is he beneficial to you?
他对你是否可以带来正面的影响？
Whether he would bring forth a positive influence.
当然，我们都希望说我们自己交到的朋友是好的。
Of course, we so much hope that we would get a friend that's very good.
那同样的，我们也希望在别人的眼中，我们是一个好朋友。
And also hoping that in other people's eyes that we would become their good friend.
那今天我们就来看看在你的朋友当中是不是你可以成为他们心中的好朋友。
So today, this morning, let's look at amongst your friends, would you become a good friend in their heart?
请我们一起来翻开马可福音第二章。
May we turn open our Bible, Gospel Mark chapter 2.
马可福音第二章，在新约圣经的第二本。
The second gospel book of the New Testament.
我们今天要看第一到第五节。
Reading from verse 1 through 5.
马可福音第二章第一节，这里说，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing someone sick of the palsy, which was born of four.And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when he had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
所以从这里的经我们可以看到当时的情况是这样子的。
Now, from the passage we just read, we can understand the situation at that time.
耶稣在一户人家讲道。
Jesus was preaching.
那因为听的人太多了。
And because there were so many that hear his preaching.
那连房子他前面的空地都挤满了人。
And in front of the house is so many people.
可能连一只蚊子要飞进去都很难。
As if even a mosquito could not fly into that house.
那有一个摊子，他有几个朋友。
Now there was one paralytic, and he had four friends.
他们要帮助他，让他能够看到耶稣。
To help him to see Jesus.
可是因为人太多，挤不进去。
But because the multitude was so great that they could not squeeze into the house.
所以他们采取了一个听起来让人觉得非常疯狂的方法。
So they thought of a way that to us would seem very crazy.
把人家的屋顶拆了。
To uncover the roof of a house.
然后从天花板把这个摊子从上面将掉到耶稣的前面。
Break up the roof and then the ceiling and let down this sick of the palsy to see Jesus.
如果你是这个摊子。
If you were that paralytic.
对你来说这四个人是不是你的好朋友呢？
Now would they, those four people be considered your friend?
我们从三方面来看看。
Let's look at this from three aspects.
他们是不是我们所谓的益友？
Whether they are our beneficial friend.
第一个，我们来看他们的信心。
Firstly, let's look at their faith.
当这四个朋友决定要把摊子带到耶稣面前的时候。
Now, once they decided to bring the paralytic to Jesus.
最重要的一个关键就是他们的信心。
The key point here is their faith.
他们相信只要把这个摊子带到耶稣的面前，他一定就可以得到医治。
If they would bring this paralytic to Jesus, that he will be healed.
而这个摊子他本身也有耶稣，他一定可以医治他的信心。
And the paralytic also had that faith that Jesus would be able to heal him.
所以他们五个人的信心是这整个神迹的一个起点。
So these five people, their faith is the starting point.
因为如果没有如此的信心，那就没有他们的行为。
If there were no faith for these five people, then there would not be any action taken.
所以到第五节这里说到耶稣看到他们的信心，就对这个摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
So in verse 5 we read, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins are forgiven thee."
所以信心带来的果效就是让这个摊子可以得到医治，并且让他的罪能够得到赦免。
So the result of their faith is to have the sick of the palsy healed and his sins forgiven.
所以如果我们有一个正确的信心，
So then if we have a correct faith,
那我们做的事情，我们走的路是正确的时候，
What we do and how we walk would be correct as well.
我们就必须要坚持地走下去。
Then we would persist to walk to the very end.
因为上帝他的带领不是马上就会让我们看到结果的。
Because God's guidance would not let us to see the result right away.
而是我们需要时间以及考验。
We need the time and then the tests and the trials later.
当这四个人他们拆了人家的屋顶。
Now these four people, after they broke up the roof of the house,
把这个摊子从屋顶上掉下来的时候,
and then let down the sick of the palsy from the ceiling down to see Jesus,
他们当时也是需要面对人的指责或者是嘲笑。
Of course, they would be facing the criticism and the jeering from the crowd.
就我们人来看他们所做的事情让人觉得非常的可笑或者是疯狂。
So this would be like to people and to us like a very laughing stock and as if this is a bit crazy.
但是耶稣他看到的不是他们做的是什么，而是看到他们里面的信心是如何。
But what Jesus saw was not what they had done, but their faith within their heart.
其实，在一群人当中，人的信心往往可以带动其他的人。
Actually, the faith amongst us can also move other people around us.
我们的信心也可以激励别人，甚至可以影响到别人。
We can stimulate other people and then help other people.
在我们的朋友当中，我们对上帝的信心是不是也可以成为他们的榜样呢？
Now, amongst our friends, our faith, would that also help others around us as an example to them?
摊子跟这四个朋友，当他们来到耶稣那里的时候，
When the sick of the palsy and the four came unto Jesus,
其实这一路上实在有很多理由可以让他们 就此打住 就回去了。
And there are many reasons that they could have thought of and then went back their way.
可是因为他的信心可以让他们继续走下去。
And because of their faith, they could go on and move toward that house where Jesus was.
并且他们的信心让他们决定要克服一切的困难。
And because of their faith, they would overcome all their difficulties.
我们的信心也应该要像他们一样。
Now our faith should be likened unto them.
可以帮助并且可以鼓励我们的朋友。
Be able to help and then encourage our friends.
可能有的时候在别人的眼中，我们的这个对神的这个信心，他们觉得非常的疯狂。
And sometimes in their eyes, they will think that our faith is somewhat crazy.
有的时候可能得不到朋友的认同。
And they may not be in agreement with us.
甚至呢，会让他们想跟我们保持距离。
And to a point that they would keep a distance away from us.
就像是有的人他们会说笑基督徒说你信教你信人入迷了。
Some people would say that you believe in the Christ and then your faith is as if you are like mesmerized someone.
可是我们不要担心别人怎么样子来看我们。
But let's not be afraid and worry about how people look at us.
而是我们只要降服在神他的权柄之下。
We should surrender ourselves in front of our Lord.
我们单单的仰望主，并且全心的依靠他。
Solely look up to our Lord and lean on Him.
上帝他一定会照我们的信心来回应我们的祷告。
Our God would, in accordance to our faith, to help us.
在教会里，常常我们可以遇到一些人。
In the church, we often would meet some people.
他们在嘴巴上面常常会说你要有信心，你要有信心。
In their mouth, they would say, you should have faith, you should have faith.
可是你会发现有的时候你在他们的身上好像看不到这个信心的影子。
And yet, when you look at them, you don't see any shadow of faith with them.
但是有一些人，当他告诉你说你应该要对主有信心的时候，
And then yet some other people, when they tell you that you should have faith toward the Lord,
你会觉得说你被他激励了。
You will feel that you'll be encouraged and moved by them.
这是怎么一回事呢？
How could that be?
其实这个关键在于我们是不是常常为主做见证。
The key point here is that whether we would testify often for the Lord.
做见证不是说我们要讲一些夸大或者是生动活泼的话。
To give a testimony is not to say something to magnify ourselves or brag about ourselves.
而是我们把我们自己的亲身经历就讲出来。
But to tell other people our personal experiences.
让人家知道上帝他如何的在我们身上做了改变。
And tell them how God has changed your life.
那当我们看到这些弟兄姐妹他们的一些见证的时候。
When we hear or see other, the testimonies of other people,
我们自己的信心就可以被提升起来。
Our faith would then be lifted up.
一个年轻的弟兄
，It was a young brother.
当他拿到硕士毕业之后，一直就是找不到工作。
After he received his master's degree, he could not find any job.
在这段期间，他的心情就是起起伏伏。
And during this time, his faith was up and down.
后来查经的时候，查到但以理书。
And then when they were studying the Old Testament, the book of Daniel.
在这个经节里面讲到说，但以理书他每天就是三次跪在神的面前祷告。
There was one passage saying that Daniel was praying to God three times a day.
那这个弟兄他想说，那既然我现在没有工作，我没事。
And the brother was telling himself, since I don't have any work and I have not much else to do,
那我就学像但以理这样子，我每天就是三次祷告，然后就花时间就看圣经。
Why don't I just pray just like Daniel three times a day and study the Bible?
当他如此持续的读经以及祷告之后。
Now, after he persisted doing so,
没有多久就听到说他有了工作。
A little while longer, then we heard that he got a job.
他也把他的这个经历呢，就分享给其他的人。
And then he shared his experiences with other people around him.
那教会里面就开始有一些年轻人，也就学习这个弟兄一样，每天就是花时间读经以及祷告。
And then these young people in the church would follow him suit and then pray to God three times a day and study the Bible as well.
甚至有的年轻人也开始参与到教会里面的侍奉。
And then these young people would also participate in the service of the church.
而在见证会里面，我们也可以听到说他们在他们所求的事情上都可以看到上帝为他们开路。
And the testimony in the meeting, we could hear and see that God was opening up the ways for them.
所以这些年轻人的信心，他们因为这个弟兄的见证而得到鼓励。
So these young people, because of this brother's testimony, they got encouraged.
也借着他的见证，能够让他们能够自己亲身体会到上帝的作为。
And through that his testimony, that they would see God's work right in front of them.
其实就像传道人在讲道的时候。
Much like the pastors here that when they preach.
很多时候其实会众呢对其中的一些见证印象是最深刻的。
Actually, the hearers would have a deeper, very deep impression.
因为每一个见证都代表神的作为。
Because each testimony represented God's work.
那每一个见证也代表说一个人他在走这个信心道路的一个整个过程。
And then also tell us about the journey of their faith.
那我们在讲的人也希望说能够借着这些人的见证能够让听的人得到鼓励。
So then the speakers will also through these testimonies to encourage the hearers.
那也借着这些见证让我们对自己能够有一个深切的反省。
And then through these testimonies that we have a deeper reflection with ourselves.
让我们思考看看说我们是不是我们遇到的一些困难是因为我们对上帝的信心不足所造成的。
Examining ourselves whether these difficulties that we face is because of our lack of faith.
所以不要害怕别人的想法。
Don't copy other people's thinking.
我们要记得我们的信心也许别人看不到或者是他们不了解。
Because sometimes our faith, other people may not see us.
但是这一切上帝他都看得到。
But God could see everyone.
就像上帝他看到这四个人，他们的信心是如何。
Much like God, when he saw the faith of these four people.
而第二点，我们来看他们的爱心。
Second point, let's look at their love.
我们知道爱心每一个人都会有。
Of course, we know that everyone has a certain degree of love.
只不过是每个人他表现出来的都不太一样。
But the way we manifest our love could be different.
有的人是他们用他们的行动来表现他们的爱心。
Now some people would use their actions to show their love.
就跟这些朋友一样，他们的爱心就是不是只有在心里怜悯这个摊子。
Much like these four friends, not only in their heart has a compassion toward this paralytic.
而是他们同时也用他们的行动来表达他们对这个摊子的爱。
And also through their actions to express their love toward this sick of the palsy.
那今天这也是我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们所需要学习的。
And this is also today what we should learn from them.
当我们看到族内的族内的人有困难的时候
when we see our brother or sister in Christ have difficulties,
或者是我们看我们朋友有困难的时候
or our friends have problems,
在我们个人可以达到这个能力范围之内，应该要把我们的信心用实际的行动表达出来。
And within our means, a boundary that we should show forth our love and our faith toward them.
那这个实际的行动，除了我们看得到的这些帮助以外
，Now these are concrete actions other than what we can see.
口头上的关怀也是爱心的表现。
What we say with our mouth is also a manifestation of our love.
我们不要只是看到别人做了什么事情哦。为了我们，我们不要只是看到别人为我们做了什么事情。
Don't just look at other people what they have done for us.
而去忽略那些经常关怀我们的人。
And then neglect those people that are often care for us.
我们不要总是觉得说这些看得到的事情才是代表一个人的爱心。
Don't think that just those things that you see is a manifestation of their love.
对于我们来说，这是一个很重要的一个提醒。
To us, this is a very important reminding.
我们不可以有一个错误的观念。
Let's not have a wrong concept.
就是说，我一定要为他做什么，才能够表达我对朋友的爱。
That I have to do something so then I can express my love.
其实，在一个适当的时候，一个简单的问候或者关怀，常常可以带给人极大的益处。
Actually, in an appropriate time, a simple greeting or a word of caring or comfort would bring forth a much benefit.
而这个口头上的关心，最直接的方法就是为对方来祷告。
And through our mouth, the best way is to pray for the person.
曾经在我很沮丧的时候
actually, when I was really downcast,
我的一个朋友他想要安慰我。
This friend tried to comfort me.
那他来找我，他不知道要如何的开口。
He came to me and he didn't know what to say.
She,
I'm sorry.
也不知道要讲些什么。
And I didn't know, she didn't know what to say.
所以他跑来找我，就很直接说，光仪，我想要请你跟我一起做一个祷告。
So she said, Portia, like to have a prayer together.
在这个短短的祷告当中
，In this very short prayer,
圣灵提醒我
，Holy Spirit reminded me,
让我知道在这个。